It hasn't been that long ago when the main reason for people coming to the Kenai Peninsula was to homestead, to have their piece of property, maybe near the river, maybe not, but to homestead and prove up on their property so that they would own that land. And now we've transitioned to a more populated area where tourism has become the biggest economic factor going, and people want to have their little piece of paradise. They want to be near a piece of water where those fish come, not only for aesthetics, but just for the ability to know that you live there. The Kenai Watershed Forum started up about, 25 years ago. Is that what it's been? And they now have a table, a water table that's available, so that when you buy property that has a watershed or a stream in it, you can make a scenario to know exactly what erosion or what things might be happening to your property. Ben, you've been doing a lot of work on identifying these streams. Tell me about the water table and what the Watershed Forum is using it for.
Sure. Thanks, Merrill. This afternoon, my coworker Katie and I have some equipment set up at in the conference room of our office called the River Table. And what it looks like is kind of a big sandbox, maybe 6 feet long and 3 feet wide. And there's three or four different colors of sand in there that are all different sizes. It's a slanted table. Up at the top, we have a little faucet of water coming in, and it flows down through the sand and goes through a little receptacle at the bottom and then is set up with a pump to flow back up to the top. So we have this constant river flowing through our table here. And it's really fun. We can set up whole different scenarios and kind of play God with where roads might be or where you can build property and how you manage that property. Especially if you live next to a river, might be different depending on what sorts of vegetation you build, what sorts of vegetation you plant and maintain, or what type of driveway you build, what style of culvert you choose to have in your driveway. All these different land management choices can make a difference in terms of how stable and safe your property is, especially if you live next to a river or a lake. And I should highlight too that we are doing this project in cooperation with the Kenai Soil and Water Conservation District.
Well, it's a great opportunity for people not only who want to buy land, but for those who are in the process of selling land, so that you can know what you may have to invest in and the best type of things to invest in. Are the realtors interested in having the scenario available for such issues?
Yeah, this is a really neat hands-on simulation to imagine all the different things that can happen when you own a piece of property near water. We are planning to visit a meeting in April for the Kenai Peninsula Association of Realtors and have this equipment set up for folks to check out after their monthly meeting. And so, yeah, we're especially looking forward to talking to people in the real estate community with this equipment.
And as those realtors get that education, another good reason to use a realtor rather than just going out on your own. Katie, it looks like something that the kids would enjoy, and I feel like a kid sitting here and doing these things, but then again, just a kid at heart. But you are going into the schools because that's where the real fertile ground is for awareness. Those kids are going to be property owners in the near future, and if they recall the time that Katie brought that water table to them and they built the farm and then, holy smokes, one of the culverts, washed out, they're not liable to do that. This must be a fun job for you.
Yeah, it's really fun. I always say, I have the best job in the world. But this table, especially being able to bring it into schools and community groups and, professional organizations, it's a really great tool to not only be able to educate people about our community and our watershed, but also let them have a little fun. And, everyone loves to play in a sandbox. So everyone's
much better than watching something on a YouTube or on your phone, because you get your hands in the water, you build your house, and then you watch how that river, or taking the habitat away, what happens when the water flows through those type of soils. What do you find that interests young people the most when they start thinking about watersheds?
Just kind of in general, watershed education. They find it really cool that they are part of their watershed. The watershed isn't just the river or just the lakes. It's the land. It's the animals, the plants, it's everything that lives here. So it kind of helps develop that sense of community. And then, getting to play on a sand table makes everything more fun.
Now, if schools or individuals are interested in having you give an example, a little scenario, because you really do lead people really well into the way to play in the water, how do they do that?
Yeah, so we have a page on our website, kenaiwatershed.org, where you can learn more about the river table. People can also send me an email at education@kenaiwatershed.org. Just find a way to get in contact with us, and someone at our office will point you in my direction. We can plan something fun.
Fantastic. And Ben, what I'm thinking of as we understand more about the watershed and the habitat and the salmon, which everybody is concerned about, are we liable to be opening up more river access, more stream access for rearing salmon as we learn and take to heart in our developing of our property these type of scenarios?
Yeah, one thing that's fun to demonstrate with this river table is the value of installing quality fish passage equipment. So we have different types of culverts and box culverts and stream simulation fish passage devices. And with the river table, you can really see the value of like investing in quality infrastructure that lets streams flow under roads and driveways. Allowing rivers to flow as they would naturally lets fish migrate to wherever they would naturally, whether they're adult fish or juvenile fish. And even beyond fish, there's all kinds of other animals that use these sorts of passages too, whether you're a moose or a river otter or even insects and birds. They use these types of infrastructure that we build. That's something that our organization, Kenai Watershed Forum, has been involved with for many years, is identifying where these culverts and bridges that need to be replaced are, and then finding funds to make those construction projects happen, usually in collaboration with either municipal organizations or the borough, federal organizations. We love partnering with whoever we can find to make a project happen.
Fantastic project. It's a great water table, and it changes your overall thinking when you're investing in property, not just to do it the cheapest way for temporary, but the longest lasting, and maybe how you can actually enhance the habitat of our loved salmon. Katie and Ben at the Watershed Farm are doing a great job. Take advantage of the information and the knowledge that they are gaining. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that water flowing sound of KSRM.